Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Oh, man. You know, it's amazing to see how many things people will get outraged about. Just like this whole thing right here I'm looking at. Oh my God, AI is coming in. What's gonna happen? And then I'm seeing all the artists go ahead and freaking out about, like, losing their job, livelihoods, and all that stuff. And I just think to myself, like, how far I've gotten and how I got to this point now. Am I gonna stop doing this stuff too? The way things are going, and all this stuff that's already here, and hell no. I'm in it for the long run, baby. Ain't no way I'm going away anytime soon. But here we go. Welcome to the J-Bad Show here on
J360 Radio.
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome to episode 347 of the J-Man Show, and I'm your host, J-Man, of course. Been a minute, hasn't it? I would say a whole 24 hours has passed on, you know. Well, or at least 48 hours, I would say, considering when the mini bites were. I'm just kidding. Mostly, I'm doing that to mess with y'all because, you know, Labor Day came in and kind of messed up everybody's schedules. But for the right reasons, though. I love it, man, when I get like a 3-day weekend or something like that. And I make it count. But I understand that some people don't even get a 3-day weekend. You know, some people had to work on Labor Day, which is a weird situation. You know, I don't know why the hell Walmart can't get it together and understand, like, well, you know, you guys aren't open 24 hours anymore. I think it's okay to, you know, have another day where you're not open right now, you know, or something like that. Like, because a lot of people don't really cook for themselves. They don't go to the family to have the cookout or all that kind of stuff, or to their friend's home and all. And some businesses are open, so they need to have the stock, I guess. I'm just trying to figure out, like, you know, for a company that says they're so pro-American and stuff, you know, some national holidays, they don't allow, like, certain things to happen. You get what I'm saying? Like, Labor Day, everybody should be just chilling and all that kind of stuff, but nah, there has to be another reason why, and sometimes when it's a private company, where is Walmart? Walmart's public, isn't it? Nah, they'll let you know what's privately owned. I know better than that. I ought to be ashamed of myself, but I'm not. I'm glad to be here doing another episode for you guys as normal. It's just like, you know, if you pay attention to the cold opens and stuff, they have a lot to do with what's going on. And again, you know, they show up every week with this. If it isn't people having trouble dating, having jobs, fighting the housing market, trying to get things together like they're supposed to, it's always got to be fear of AI taking over. And then, of course, you know, when somebody tells you this story, you wonder if they were watching Terminator over the weekend, or at the same time, they always got to say the end is nigh. Oh, yeah, it's going to be over for all of us artists. We got a bunch of people in here thinking that they actually are making art, but they're really stealing. Oh, my God, guys, what are we going to do? And it's like, you know what? Worry about yourself. Here's the thing. Firms are trying to do this because they do not want to pay for anything extra. It's always the same story as it always is. You know? You are going to have to fight tooth and nail for your money. I mean, try to get your equal shares if you can. But you always know, like, there's no real reason for a lot of these billionaires to be billionaires. I totally get that. But, you know, like, there are people out here that somewhere along the line, something or someone out there, probably before you and I were born and doing our own thing, dropped the ball and allowed all of this crazy shit to happen. Like, if anything, I'm more afraid of a merger than I am with, you know, AI coming in, because most of the AI stuff that we're dealing with isn't even 100% AI as you think it is. Think about it. How come ChatGPT needs time to actually refresh and refurbish what it does after you fill in your prompt? Because it's not 100% AI over there. Yeah, sure, there's parts of it, but, you know, behind the scenes, there are people from, like, third world and second world countries over there that are employed by these tech firms and stuff to do the job for slave wages. You probably did not know that, right? But yeah, I made small tidbits and I told you guys about this on the Mini Bites in addition to other things, but yeah, it's actually people over there scrubbing through all that stuff in the allotted time that they have to go ahead and make your results happen. It's the saddest shit in the world, and when you take a look at it, you know, that's your competition, y'all. Once again, people. See, the thing about it is, they always talk about how we can be replaced, how we can be thrown out, how we can do all that stuff. The truth is, they're not going to do it to us anytime soon. They fucking need us. They need us in more ways than none, because they also know, like, machines can't do certain things as it says that they market them to do. You still need somebody to program that stuff. And the thing about it is, with a lot of businesses, they always will try to find a way to downsize. Could it be the lack of performances? Maybe. Could it be the idea that they could save a quick buck? Definitely. It's a lot of shit that goes down, but you really got to look into it sometime and understand this. While you are an artist and while you are a creative, there's still plenty of room for you to be here. A lot of us were freaking out and worried about the fact that, what are we going to do for work? What are we going to do for any of this stuff? And you hear that a lot of the times. What you can do is you can go ahead and shop around. You can go ahead and try to speak on your behalf. Or I get it. You're afraid of, like, voices. You're afraid of, like, a voice AI taking over your job. They have not perfected it yet, so don't worry about it. And when the way things are going and how AI is losing money a lot more than them hiring people, it's only a matter of time where you just need to ride this wave out and just understand that you are not going to lose anything because of the gimmick. The problem with all this shit floating around is, it's like, it's a drug. Have you noticed, like, all this stuff is thrown out here on us because we are the guinea pigs? There is no beta testers anymore. Now, companies made sure they got rid of that. Let's just be perfectly honest. Hey, we're already the product, right? I mean, Facebook has looked at us like products for years. Think about it. Go ahead and throw all that stuff on us. Get us to run through the motion. Some people may have problems. They can quickly deny the stuff because they already got another version of it coming out to replace that version. And the thing about it is, though, they're still going to use the same old cost-cutting techniques, because in a way, it makes you think that they're ahead, but they're really just trying to save money in other ways. It's really sad and it's really, really messed up. But, you know, that's the world we live in. We live in, like, a lot of times I look at things and I'm like, man, things in life are just stupid. But you know what? That's part of the problem. But then there's the other half of the problem. Things in life are fucking evil. Like, all this stuff is just evil, man. All the way down to the point where, like, you wonder how the hell they think they can get away with all this stuff is because they believe they have nothing to fear. I wish people would really take the time to check their outrage a little bit and really pay attention to what's going on. Because, you know, if a lot of us artists united as a group and did what we were supposed to do and actually know how the business works and work together, a lot of us can do a lot of things to actually improve the quality of the entertainment media and all that stuff. If we would all work together. But you see, the problem is a lot of us don't like each other, right? Even if we were like our normal counterparts out here, because face it, being an artist is not normal. And I'm talking about all of us, from filmmaking all the way down to, you know, practical effects and video effects, you name it. Anybody that's in the creative marketing, and I'm not talking about you fucking influencers, no, y'all could suck a dick. And you probably would. That's your show. But here's the thing. Going back into it, for those of us who really create, who really have the passion about this stuff, you know, once again, you got to think like a business person. See, a lot of people use this analogy, so I'm going to use it too. But, you know, like Nikola Tesla, fabulous scientist, right? Incredibly good at what he does. And a lot of the things that we use nowadays are built on his design. But then you got Thomas Edison, who, yeah, he's an inventor, but the thing about it is, he was definitely a thieving businessman. The thing about it is, you can have the passion of Tesla, but you're going to have that business acumen like Edison. You got to think like Edison sometimes. You're going to have to go ahead and really figure all the things out, at best. And understand, like, why you could sign for certain things. You know, like TikTok on the instance. You know, like how those people get famous off of TikTok? It's a joke, isn't it? But then you meet them people in real life, or, well, let's not say real life entirely, but you meet those people when they're out there doing press conferences and stuff, and they can't do the thing that made them famous because they didn't understand business and they sold away a lot about themselves to the point where they can't do it. That's really sad, right? But that's just true to form. Like, they'll go for people like that because allegedly they're younger and dumber. I mean, they'll get outraged about anything. Like, that's why a lot of people are looking at Gen Z all the time. They're like, you know, how can we satisfy Gen Z? What is it about Gen Z that really got all of us together on this whole thing? Because Gen Z, a lot of those kids are pretty much coming into their 19s and their 20s and all that stuff. And I hate to say this because it sounds kind of sus, but, you know, businesses look at them and they're ripe for the picking. They ain't thinking about us 30-year-olds and up, because we done went through the system a little bit. Every time you got older, it seemed like they cared less and less about you, right? Proverbially. Because, like, let's just be perfectly honest. Any of us, all we would just want to be is accepted, loved, and treated well, right? I mean, come on, think about it. At the end of the day, you kind of want to, you know? Even though, like, some of you blend in too much, you should stand out and really speak up for yourself when you need to. I'll tell you about picking your battles. And of course, if you paid attention to the show, you already know when to pick your battles. I mean, that's what I've been telling you guys about for a long time. But, see, they're going for Gen Z because Gen Z is the newest, youngest crowd that they can easily exploit. Now, Gen Z does speak out about things. Gen Z is paying attention. They're always like, Gen Z is so smart. Yeah, well, you know what? Here's the thing. Are they really? Because it seems like some of the other people, there are a bunch of Gen Xers that are running this stuff, by the way. I hope you know that. And, of course, you got some boomers in there, too, that just bought their third house or whatever. Whatever, whatever. Don't even worry about them. You know? Because eventually, well, the Reaper's coming. But whatever. What I'm saying is, though, is that you'll know that a lot of people that are in charge of these things and causing the problems, they're from the older generation. And then you got, like, my generation, which is Gen Y and the millennials and all that kind of stuff. Millennials is funny because they try to lump all of us together. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you look at it this way, what are we going to do? How are we going to fight against things? How are we going to... Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. After we're done dealing with therapy and all this other shit that they try to put us into, like, none of us have ran our own things, none of us have actually taken the time to build our own businesses, none of us actually taken the time to do the things that, once again, people take for granted because the market has changed. Yeah, that's why the world's so dumb, because they're not trying to give credit where credit is due. I've noticed that too a lot. It's like this, you don't need to worry about any of that other stuff. You just got to do your thing and find your niche. Oh, yeah. By the way, we don't even talk about niches anymore, do we? We don't talk about niches at all, which is hilarious. You should go ahead and find your market. You should go ahead and do the things that you like to do, and it will be challenging. Nothing is ever going to be easy. And you're going to have to go for the risk and stuff like that. Like, to be perfectly honest, all I know is when I look around at people my own age and I look around at people that some have kids, some have stepkids, some have been simping for a very long time. They're never going to get kids. List goes on and on. But what I'm saying is, oh, yeah, yeah, let's not forget. Some people think the cats and dogs are their kids and they're going to be taking care of them, when at the same time, the cats and dogs probably won't be around as long as such and such is in the nursing home. It's a wild story, and it is a story for another episode. But, yeah, you got that crazy shit going on, too. All this stuff that's going down, it'll make you think this. World's pretty fucking stupid, isn't it? I look at it all the time, and I'm like, but people dump down on each other. They dump down on each other for anything now. Like, say, like, you want to be something more, or you went to college and stuff. I've noticed a lot of people try to say, college isn't worth it. Depending on what you go for and who the person is that's going for something. That's when college would be worth it. You know what I'm saying? I went to college for my background. And media and everything. And I had a damn fine time doing it. But also I had to break the paper ceiling, which is like, people won't allow you to have certain things unless you have a degree. You have states like that, and unfortunately Delaware is one of them. But the thing about it is this. I knew what I had to do to get there, and then I had to go beyond that. You know what I'm saying? Especially like with the listings of things. And, you know, people in general just love to make excuses. They love to bitch and moan. They love to whine about things. They don't go their way. It's kind of like when certain people cry racism, when instead, you know, the person that's complaining is being an asshole to the point where nobody in any race would like them. You see what I'm saying? There's that too. And then all the victimization and all the manipulations and all the lies and it just gets worse every time, you know? Even when all that stuff happened, among other things, and I would like to dive into it, but I got to keep on going. Oh, by the way, it's like this. They're going to call you every name in the book for saying something against that. Even this election season. Like, no matter who wins, no matter who it's going to be, you understand what I'm saying? Are people ever going to stop being toxic and breaking out of their own ways? Fuck no. Nobody is ever going to change from being who they are unless something really affects them. If something really affects the rich, they'll complain about it. If something affects a lot of people in the middle class, they'll complain about it. And you know damn well the poor's been getting his ass beat for many, many days. But you see, the thing about it is, though, the elitists love the poor. Because if anything, the poor is the basement bottom bitch that you sneak to every night and shag up and all that kind of stuff. Because where would you be and how would you feel good about yourself if you didn't have that particular individual in your life? It's kind of like your ugly fat friend and all that stuff. It's sad, but that is just how people have made this. And you know, like I said before, a lot of people that are floating around here that are flexing about any of this stuff, they peaked in high school years ago. And you know these kind of people. And what did this have to do with what I said about the artists and stuff like that? Well, here you go. A lot of those artists in there, some of them are burnouts. A lot of these people that have complained and all that stuff, they haven't written, drew, or created anything in years. And this is the first time they'll ever be relevant again. You understand what I'm saying? It's like that one person that signed up to be in the military and never saw any action. But yeah, eventually you can say that they still a veteran, they went somewhere, right? Yeah, whatever. It's wild to say this, but it's true. There are people that go that far and they do this stuff. You know, I had so many things come in my email about collabs, about like how to get me more views, or my all-time favorite, hey, I can teach you how to write and create female characters and actually have it to the point where you can sell a script. Or I can have you meet up with the person who greenlit the mask. And I was like, none of this shit says I'm going to be successful. What the hell are you selling? Stop lying to me. You know what I mean? Like, I'll tell you how I can write female characters and all. I can create some and put them into their own damn story without hijacking an established IP to get further in this otherwise fucked up industry. You see what I'm saying? See, I didn't go into the filmmaking industry to go and work for, you know, whoever the hell is out there raping people and all that crap. I didn't go into this industry to deal with some of the background seedy bullshit that has become the show now. I came into this filmmaking industry because I wanted to make movies. I wanted to build a business because there were business people out there who probably wouldn't listen or even go for my ideas. So I went for my ideas. I put myself to work. I'm my own boss. And I have a damn good time doing it, and I'm pretty damn good at it. And it's like this, when it comes to these executives out here, they're scared of me because of me getting my money rising up and never having to address them as sir or madam. That's what they're scared of. See, people are scared of choices, and they're scared of people who actually want to compete. And now, when it comes to that, you are going to need supportive people, you're going to need people around you, and everything else and more. That's just the way that goes. But it's like this, though. They're afraid of that. They're afraid of any of us that are uniting and just saying no to this stuff. Like, anytime you see, like, something dealing with AI, say no to it. At best, or don't ever use it. It's like Gemini's been floating around on Google search for quite some time, and to be perfectly honest with you, it has not made Google search better. Matter of fact, it made it a lot worse. And it was already going through its nonsense. I mean, like, you think about all this crap, it's unnecessary, but at the same time, you do not have to dive into that. What they want to do is make us outraged, hateful, tired of things, berating people, disliking the way we are, treat each other like shit, because it gives all these people that are in the higher-ups room to breathe and to come up with more and more ways to control us. You can control people through fear. You understand what I'm saying? Which is why you see like a lot of Trump supporters shaking in their boots dealing with Kamala Harris and vice versa. You see a lot of people worried about Kamala Harris. And at the end of the damn day, none of them won yet. So what exactly are we worried about as people, you know? We're worried about what failures we probably are, right? But the thing about it is guess what? We're not all failures. It's the world that failed us. And the only way to change any of them labels is we're going to have to try again. And that's when one time I asked like one of these artists out there on one of those Facebook groups. Yeah, obviously you can see where this is going. This is a Facebook group. And I said, hey, do they own the rights to your hands, to your mind, to you being able to create anything? Are you still going to create stuff regardless of what all this AI wave is all about? And the dude didn't answer the question, but some other jackass tried to come over there. And, you know, there's always one that tries to throw their 2 cents and their weight around. And this fat motherfucker had it coming. But let me go ahead and say this. He said, it was a relevant, it was a rational take to the OP's question. He never said anything about artificial intelligence. I said, hold on a minute, dumbass. It's not irrelevant. It's a whole different form of questioning. I asked anybody in this group about this whole thing. Are you still going to create regardless of AI being a competition to you? If it is the way it is, the guy didn't even answer. So, you know, once again, when you know about crickets like that, the point is that you're hitting them in the right spot. And not only that, I also said, like, if any of my questions are hurting you, it's telling, baby. You're insecure and you're not ready. You got to give yourself those hard questions. I mean, I could give you guys stories about many times that I thought about just not doing episodes and stuff like that. But you know what? I hardly ever listen to it because I love doing this shit. And the truth is that I'm going to keep making it. And then, you know, I may also make money doing this stuff. Which, by the way, if you're listening on Red Circle, the ads are right here.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Hey, it had to be done, and if you were paying attention, you would notice. I don't hide the fact I make money doing this work. I don't hide the fact that, you know, I have a good time creating this content, and I managed to meet a lot of cool people doing it, and I've also made a lot of enemies, so I'm obviously doing the right thing. Because, see, here's the thing. You got people out there who are so lazy, and they're so damn entitled. They try to make their problem your problem. I've met that. Like, I had this one comedian. I guess, I don't know if he's making it big in the comic game or not. I never bothered to check people I destroy. But the point is this, right? He wanted to work with me on a show, and the thing is, he was trying to make it seem like he was my boss. And I said, I'm not your damn boss. I said, I am not working for you. You came to me with a suggestion. I was like, hey, maybe I'll think about it. But I never agreed to anything about being subservient to nobody or doing any of the fucking work for this stuff. And he was like coming up with things like, what happened to the Michael Ohar from The Blind Side? I'm like, who the fuck cares about The Blind Side right now? I'm like, me and the guys from Soda made fun of that a long time ago. And then I also realized this dude had like mental breakdowns and he kept freaking out about different things. I said, hold up, chief. You need to calm the fuck down if you're going to work with me. I'm not dealing with spastic and stupidity like this at all. You know what I mean? I understand that mental health is a big thing to be aware of, but you're going to have to work on some therapy and really get that coping together. For real. Like, I got enough problems as it is. I can do bad by myself. I don't need it. But you see, the funny part about it is, though, he was like, we need to go ahead and make some success and all this kind of stuff. I don't need you. And I mean, this is really fucked up, but you know, a weird flex, but I can do it. I don't fucking need people like that to be a success. I will tell you that right now. I even told him this. I said, I beat you with one program I make that I air every Wednesday or Thursday. You know what I'm saying? I'm damn near at 350 episodes right now, and the listener base is still doing good, and the ad revenue, wow. So, while we're on the subject here, kiss my ass, okay? And that's me doing radio. It's not my video styles yet, but I mean, if you paid attention and you saw the short films I made and all that kind of stuff, I'm no slouch in that department either, motherfucker. Try me. See what I'm saying? The thing about it is, y'all, I show up whether I'm sick or not, and I make these programs, and I'm really damn good at doing it. And I don't mind working with people, but you got to be able to keep up with me. And not only that, fix your fucking problems before you come into any spot where I'm at. That's where I am as a person. You know what I mean? We all got problems in life, but when it comes down to the art, the story, and everything that needs to be crafted and made, that's before a lot of all those personal issues. And if you need to get something worked out, I got a punching bag in the garage. Go ahead and wear it out. Trust me. When I got to do what I got to do, I will get it done. Regardless of who's on staff or not. A lot of people in my life had to learn that the hard way. A lot of valued friends had to learn that the hard way. And the truth is, that's because boundaries were crossed. And some of y'all be crossing boundaries and not knowing exactly where the hell you sailing at. You see what I'm saying? It's already hard out here. There's already a lot of disarray, human apathy, and all this other stuff. And you know what? To be apathetic is kind of okay sometimes when it's like celebrities such as like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce or like any of the, or whoever the hell that J-Lo broke up with, or like, or the fact that some people have canceled tours because, you know, there was a lack of interest in all this stuff, or how rappers from yesteryear cannot handle that there's a generation gap out there. I don't give a damn about that, you know? Because much like how Earth changes over the years, so does the landscape around us do. But when it comes right down to making art, creating something, giving something to this world, which is what art is supposed to be. Art's supposed to be a statement. And anybody that's provoked, that means it's working. That's something to appreciate. Or like when I see people on threads and they're talking about, oh my God, should I still make music anymore if nobody's listening? Motherfucker, you make music, right? I mean, you made that song, right? You should be happy the fact that you did it. How did we get to this point? I mean, what? Because nobody's listening, or Spotify rap isn't going to look so good this year, or among other things, or you finally get your 1,000 plays on Spotify and now you think you top shit? It's the entitlements and the arrogance in this industry that is the downfall for it. And at the end of the day, you looked at your numbers before you created something new, and now you're scared to create. Have you met people like this? I've met people like this. But you know, if you haven't yet, you will. Because there's lots of people who are so afraid of their numbers going up or numbers going down that they don't move at all, so the numbers don't go nowhere. Or like when people try to tell me, you know, film companies, they don't want to risk for new IPs or any of that stuff because they'll lose money over it. Bullshit. And I call bullshit on that every time. You know why? Because here's the thing. If you're smart and you're savvy enough and you know how to sell this stuff and you're able to win those people over in the executive room, but at the same time you don't hit people with boring narratives, and then at the same time you don't mess people up with a whole lot of dumb stuff in there, and you have something to sell, and if you sell well, you got something. You know what I mean? And not only that, the people that you're defending that will not take these risky choices, they out here strutting every week talking about record making profits. You know what I'm saying? They might as well defecate in your mouth. Because you over there defending them with your shit-eating grins. Anybody that's defending Netflix, have you seen like a lot of stuff on our streaming networks? everybody else says is good, but that's because everybody else don't know variety. Yeah, sure, they got different shows and stuff, but in a way, they all end up the same as bland because they try to please everybody. Like, some of them try to say, oh, yeah, this is a lesbian love story, like they have never been done before. Like, so many people try to think that they're breaking ground by doing these conventions here, when at the same time, we should go for something more. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying, like, some of these things are not good. There's plenty of good content. But at the end of the day, it needs to stand on its own. It needs for people to really think that, you know, to look at it and get away from life sometime. Or did we do a deconstruction on escapism? Yeah, we did. Many of them. That's why we're in a hole now. A whole damn wasteland out here. Or YouTube with their whole way of they treating the creators and stuff like that. You got all this generic, bland shit floating around. Whereas, like, if you got to dig inwards to see, like, real creators out there, and they're not up around, like, 1,000 followers and all that stuff. That's sad, too. All this stuff is just pathetic. And you know what? It's not just these executives. They knew what they were doing when they planned all this shit out. But it's us, too. Like, when we see some new IPs and stuff like that, baby, we got to go support it. And we got to spread word about it. You know, like Clock Out Films, they have a new anthology coming on called First State of Fear. And you know what? You can actually support it on their crowdfunding and everything. I'll have their link down in the bottom of the description box here. But the point is like, that's something to support in addition to other filmmakers making something. You see what I'm saying? And by the way, I'm looking at the chat room right now. Any of y'all wanted to say something, you know, you can go ahead and talk to me in the chat room. Or you could actually call the J360 hotline. And special shout outs to Musafirm for Soda over here saying some wild stuff. Let me see that whole thing. I think you made a reference to when I was talking about y'all shit-eating grins. You better wipe that shit-eating grin off your face. And if you're eating shit and grinning, then today is probably not your day. Amen to that, Moose. By the way, looking forward to the next Soda episode, brother. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I know a lot of great creators in this whole thing. We all could be living large if we didn't get outraged and bombarded by stupid stuff. And, you know, as we keep going down the line here, because we're still on that race to the bottom, there was a lot of decent movies that went through 2023 going into 2024. I know that we can still do a lot more and all. So the hardest part would be the raising money. But then again, not necessarily if you know how to market this stuff. I suggest people to start thinking like business people in addition to being creators. I suggest to really figure out what's bothering you and go face it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Otherwise, you know, you're going to have a whole generation of confused, irritated, tiresome people, and you already got that with Gen Z, and Gen Alpha is not too far behind. With all of the stupidity and mutations, and not even the cool X-Men mutations, mind you. It's just really, really starting to smell, man. And you can't bring it up like this. You know? Well, actually, you can. But you're going to have to take the hit. I mean, like, people are calling people out on anything nowadays. But what I'm saying is, you can't turn a blind eye to it. It's just not going to do anybody any favors. Oh, by the way, speaking of which, about video games, right? Did you know that there's actually a list out there where women were talking about what is unattractive about a man? And I think, like, what? The one that was on a high scale was video games. Underneath of it was figurine collection. And underneath of it was like, what was it? Stamp collecting, all sorts of other things that men like to do. And I looked at that stuff, guys, and I was going to make the episode based off of it, but I just want to let you know this. That is fucking retarded. Yeah, I'm going to say it. It's my shit. I can say whatever I want. Deal with it. But that is. You know why? Because quite a bit of those hobbies on that list, women do too. Like, there are women out there that have figurines of different characters from Final Fantasy, Gundams, all that kind of stuff. They like the same things that usually a man likes, outside of certain things like WNBA and all that kind of stuff. But then again, I don't know. Some of y'all like WNBA, so I'm not going to diss that too much. But what I'm saying is, though, why do people have to make lists like this? Why do people have to always talk about, like IndieWire always has to release, like, articles about established actresses and actors disliking certain roles they took and the regrets that they had when it's about 30 years after they made the role that made them money? You know what I'm saying? It's like a world of regrets and isolationism and all that kind of stuff. Being by yourself sometimes is okay. But, you know, I go on dates. I love going on dates. I like meeting people, believe it or not. And women especially. But the thing about it is that you make it seem like it's a chore. And it usually doesn't get to that point until later. But I like to think this, enjoying each other's company, it's supposed to be fun. I'm not worried about who's spending money on the date. You understand what I'm saying? If you're not a budget, you would never have to worry about money anyway. But the thing about it is, though, there are people out here that, once again, they love shit to fall apart. They do not want people to end up together. They do not want people to actually enjoy life. Nothing. And that's where I'm really, really annoyed with it. You know? The funny thing is like when it comes down to any sort of hobbies or any sort of things that people like to do, and if it ain't hurting anybody, and if they're not stealing from anybody or committing conventional crimes or and above, what the hell does it matter? I'm going to tell you this. There were people running around saying, "You like anime, I can't go out with you." Well, shit, that's money I saved. Thank God for that. I'm going to watch anime anyway. Because you know why? The same reason that a lot of y'all were thinking superheroes were cool about 10 years ago or so. Because it is cool to me. Same thing with video games. Same thing with quite a lot of stuff on that list that women would find attractive. Alleged women would. These are just old spinsters that are seeing that biological clock tick down, and they know damn well they ain't got a chance in the world because ain't no man crazy enough to lay with them. Right? And them bitches that got mad about the girl from Stellar Blade because, you know, she's based off an actual model who's actually fit and takes care of herself, whereas they look like a damn Warris. Need I go on? You know what I'm saying? Body positivity, my ass. The truth is that deep down inside, a lot of this shit is just stupid. And it's nothing but static after a while. We the people, we should just enjoy ourselves. The hobbies are for us. You know what I mean? That's why you got some confused men walking around now. They're out there simping and they want their ideal girlfriend to like them, to like what they like. Or no. To like what their ideal girlfriend likes. Usually that's how that goes, because the simp usually gives away, like, all their stuff. They're like, "Oh, you didn't like that? Oh, well, I like what you like." Yeah, that because that's a way to quickly get in. But again, there's no respect in the shit, which is really sad. Boy, like, when I watch shit like that, I am so glad that I am my age and I am not anybody from Gen Z or Gen Alpha. That's just bullshit. Why don't you just be yourself and like yourself for who you are? And if it doesn't fit with this girl, she ain't worth it. Vice versa if it's a man, and vice versa if it's a gender neutral, whatever the fuck, a mutant. Nah, it's not a mutant, because you know why? Some of y'all over there are saying this shit. If you're not about the LGBTQ, you can't be an X-Men fan. Yeah. That's bullshit, too, because you know why? There's no prerequisite such as this to enjoy a comic book. You fucking clowns. Oh, my God. But you know what, though? There are moments where the X-Men books can get a little racy, but I'm not saying, like, again, superhero comics should be about superheroes and saving the day and fighting crime and action scenes and all that kind of stuff. Like, when you see this shit floating around and stuff like that from time to time, we should all accept each other. We should, right? But we really don't. We always got that issue where we don't accept each other. God knows why that would be. And I'm always like this. I'm like, yeah, but you're trying to get me to over-accept. Can I say that? Hold on, let me check survey right quick. Be right back. Alright, I had to put a stop to that. Because, keep that going. And y'all would think the show ends right there. But yeah, it's like over-accepting somebody without the idea of knowing that I already accept you for who you are. I'm not trying to change you, but shit, damn if you gonna change me. You know, whether you're gay, whether you're straight, whether you have no affiliation to anybody, whatever the case may be. You know, once again, I'm trying to make life work out for me. You make life work out for you. If we're friends, that's cool. But if we're not friends, what the fuck ever. But go on and live your life and don't expect me to drop everything to go solve your problem. That's not what I'm here for. You see what I'm saying? And you see how I didn't say, like, oh, I'm gonna kick your ass after fucking Tuesday or some shit? Or say, like, you know, hey, did you see that whole thing of X-Men the other day? You know, where Magneto finally dropped his pants and Xavier said, hey, here I come. People are fucked up, man. You know what I'm saying? And even then, it's like this. This stuff is marketed to kids. So it makes me wonder how much perversion is not put on kids these days. You see what I'm saying? Wild as it can be, but yes. No, I'm not going to over-accept you. I think you're going to be fine the way you are, because guess what? I believe everybody on this planet has one entitlement. To pay bills until they die and shit like I do. And it's a very beautiful thing, y'all, because that is what we are all equal to. Living our days until it's time to go. And, you know, like I said, we're not here for a long time. We're here for, you know, a good time. And I think it's time we brought good times back. No, not that stupid anime it's not even anime. That they're trying to bring it back as an animated cartoon. And I'm like, just like Everybody Hates Chris. And deep down, I think this, you know what? Hell no. Go get some real actors and go ahead and put them in a scenario that's similar to, if you must. But it's been done before. You know what I'm saying? Hell, Tyler Perry's been making money off of that for quite some time with House of Pain and all the rest of them. But then again, I think House of Pain finally ended. And if it did, thank God. It just needs to be said. But you know, as I talk about this with y'all, I want to say this. Stop creating bullshit and start creating real shit. Start creating things that matter to you and share it with the world, regardless of whoever the hell's in the comment section, regardless of any of that other stuff that's going down. Share some goodness in the world. And then, you know what? If you don't like certain things, make it anyway. I mean, because I'm not stopping. Why should you stop? And there is an audience for everything that we want to do. Now, we are going to have to bring them in. But yeah, just like J360Jams99, we're having a party tomorrow night at Friday. So, you know, same network, same radio station, and lots of great artists coming through. And then not to mention, you know, 100 will be in 2 weeks. And then, you know, I'm so proud of myself because I have myself to thank. Oh, I'm flexing it. These are tears of joy, and you are gonna take this shit. because it was high time for me to let you know that. But the point is that, yeah, I'm still creating. I'm not stopping. I'm going to keep going till, you know, it's time to stop. And only I would know that. But it ain't going to be because of no fucking AI prompts. And it's not going to be because Comcast and all the rest of these damn telemarketing companies have an issue with me making money. Or, like, you know, once again, all sorts of other things, including you haters out there and those of you other people out there who are highly opinionated. It's time to win. And I've been winning ever since this season started. But by the way, yes. I'm afraid we're going to have to go around the world a ninth time with the J-Man Show. But you'll find that out as soon as we are into the Monster Fest. But, you know, as we keep going about these things, I'm just letting you all know how we go about this stuff. Aw, Moose, man. Never change. Yeah, you guys know Moosever. He's one of my co-hosts from Soda. And let me tell you something, the man's a fucking legend. And he's telling like it is. See, donkeys getting mad at people who take care of themselves. Yeah, that was a whole thing, dude. It's still going. They ain't never going to be happy, bro. But you know what? I'd like to go ahead and apologize, but then again, it ain't going to happen. So we're going to wrap up the show right here, and you all take care of yourselves. And please come back for J360 Jams tomorrow. And if you got any mail to throw at me, well, you know, email me at j360productions@outlook.com if you have comments. I need to know how to improve, but I damn sure ain't going to be reading what you got to say. Anyway, this is J-Man signing off. Take care, y'all. Peace.